This ceremony tells a whole story of redemption. And there's so many things I could go into it, but I'm going to fast forward now. And I want to talk about the 10 plagues that fell upon Egypt. Many of you know the story. God sent Moses before Pharaoh. And each time God sent Moses, Moses announced that if Pharaoh didn't yield to him and let God's people go to worship him, that's why God called them out of Egypt, not just to be free, but additionally, the Lord said, let my people go that they might come into the wilderness and worship me. And Moses proclaimed this word before Pharaoh 10 times. And each time Pharaoh resisted, a plague fell upon Egypt. And so we speak of these 10 plagues. And as we do, we take our finger and we dip our finger in the wine or the juice 10 times, once for each one of the plagues. Now I want you to hear this. The same plagues that fell upon Egypt locally during the Exodus 3,500 years ago are going to fall upon the world globally almost identically during the Great Tribulation. Here we go. The rivers became blood. Sores came upon men. Hailstones fell. Frogs, death, darkness, locust, lice, wild beast, the death of the cattle. And we go on until finally the death of the firstborn. And at this point, beloved, we're going to take a second cup of wine, the cup of plagues. I'm going to be washing my hands now the second time, which is traditional in the Seder, but there's an added dimension to it. The leader of the Seder is sanctifying himself as well as the participants in order to eat of the Passover in a way that they're holy before the Lord. It's not just a health benefit, but we're washing our hands as a way of ceremonially purifying ourselves through the washing of water. So watch. I'm going to take the pitcher. I'm going to pour it over my hands. This is to prepare me before the Lord, to wash me of all sin, to be holy before Him. But here's something that I want you to get. When Jesus did this, it was most likely at this point in the Seder that we read about, this is very important, in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, that at this point in the Seder, Jesus went a step further than just washing His own hands. Rather, we read, beloved ones, that He girded Himself with a towel and He began to wash the disciples' feet. You see, the Bible says that Jesus came to fulfill the law and the prophets. And what does that mean? He filled it up with meaning. He brought it to its fullest intent. Yeshua said, I sanctify myself that I may sanctify them. As we continue on tonight, we're going to take the piece of matzah once again in the afikoman. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Jesus said, take and eat. This is my body broken for you. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But right now, we're going to have a piece of matzah. Now we read in the scriptures that there are three elements that are biblically commanded to partake of during the Passover Seder. The lamb, unleavened bread, which we just ate, and bitter herbs. So we are now going to partake of the bitter herbs. And we're going to do that by taking a piece of matzah. I'm going to dip the matzah in the bitter herbs. Now remember that I told you that when Jewish people celebrate the Seder, the Passover Seder, they want to make it personal. They want to place themselves in the position that the ancient Israelites were in 3,500 years ago, as they were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt. And so in order to help them do that, they dip the matzah in the bitter herbs, and as they eat it, they're reminded of how terrible it was for Israel when Pharaoh was such a cruel taskmaster over them, keeping them in bondage, beating them, working them mercilessly. And that's why the herbs are bitter, to remember what it was like for them and to try as much as possible to put ourselves in their shoes. I want you to now watch, and if you have some, you'll take it with me. The maror, the bitter herb. Now over here, I have an apple nut mixture. It's a sweet mixture, and it's called karoseth. And this mixture symbolizes the mortar that the children of Israel used. Doesn't it look like mortar? It symbolizes the mortar that the children of Israel used when they were under Pharaoh's bondage, having to make bricks for him to build the city. And so the question arises, well, that's such a hard, cruel thing to be somebody's slave and to have to make bricks for them while they treated you so cruelly. Why would you make the mortar that children of Israel use today to be so sweet? And the reason is now that we're free, even our hard times, the memories of how hard it was, have been replaced by the sweetness of our deliverance. And so we're now going to take the karoseth, but we're going to do it in a way that's interesting. We're going to take our matzah, dip it in the maror, the horseradish, and then we're going to dip the same piece of matzah with the horseradish into the karoseth, the sweet mixture, and we're going to eat it like this. And this is actually called Hillel's sandwich. And Hillel was a famous sage that lived about the same time as Jesus that Jewish people all over the world revere even today. So in memory of him, they call it Hillel's sandwich. I'm going to take and eat. Now you'll notice, my friends, on the plate, I have a bone. This is the shank bone of a lamb. The reason that we have a shank bone of a lamb on the plate is because Jewish people around the world no longer are eating lamb during Passover. Remember, I shared with you that in the book of Exodus chapter 12, the Lord said, unleavened bread with bitter herbs you shall eat. And we've eaten the unleavened bread, we've eaten the bitter herbs. But the third element that the children of Israel were to eat during ancient times was a lamb. The reason that they're no longer eating lamb is because the temple that once stood in Jerusalem, the temple that Jesus ministered in, was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. And when the temple was destroyed, the priesthood dispersed. And as a result of not having a temple and not having a priesthood, the sacrifices stopped. And so no longer in the temple on Passover are they able to offer up a lamb on behalf of the people. And as a result of that, they use a shank bone to remind us of the lamb that was sacrificed in the temple while the temple stood. Notice also on the plate, I have an egg. The egg is an element that was added. And the reason it was added was because it symbolized, again, the sacrifices that used to take place while the temple was standing. And the question that some may be asking themselves is, why an egg as a symbol of the sacrifice? So how many times do we sin? And the answer is, every day. We're answering the question, why an egg? The next question is this: how many times does a chicken lay an egg? And the answer, every day. So many Christians around the world don't understand that when they partake of communion of the Lord's Supper, what they're actually doing is celebrating Passover. You see, it's out of Passover that the Lord's Supper and communion comes. We read in the book of Matthew and in the other Gospels as well that Jesus, during, get this now, hear me, during the Passover meal, Jesus took a piece of matzah. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples. And he said, take, eat, and do this in remembrance of me. Now, what I'm going to do now is show you something very fantastic. We're going to go back to that mysterious napkin called the afikoman, which means that which comes after. That matzah that was broken. Then half of it was returned to the threefold pouch. Remember, three different pockets. One for the Father, I believe. One for the Son, the middle one, which is the one we removed. And one for the Holy Spirit. Let me just point out here, this is an ancient tradition that goes back to about the time of Jesus. And there's many different interpretations as to where this special ritual comes from. We believe that it was actually introduced to the church by, or to the Jewish world, I should say, was introduced into the Jewish world by the first Jewish believers of Jesus that were part of the Jewish community at that time. And that this special ritual symbolizes, again, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the middle piece of matzah taken out, broken, even as Jesus came out of glory, came to earth, was broken. And then what happened? He was put to death. They buried him. And so we're retrieving the piece of matzah now that was broken and hidden and wrapped in a linen cloth. He was broken, wrapped in a linen cloth. This is what they do all over Judaism today. They're doing this right. They may have different interpretation, but they're doing this. We believe it's because they haven't yet discovered why. Many, that they're not relating it to Jesus. We believe that they will see him at some point soon. We take it out. We unveil him once again, even as Jesus was buried and then rose from the dead. And Jesus took that piece of matzah at Passover. We read it in Matthew chapter 26, 26 through 28. And he took the matzah. He gave it to his disciples. And he said, take and eat. This is my body broken for you. And then we read that in like manner, he took the cup, the third cup of the Passover meal, the cup of redemption. And he said, take and drink. This is my blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. And then Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it, church, in remembrance, Yeshua said, of me. What was Yeshua saying there when he said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me? I believe that what Jesus was saying, beloved, is that as often as we celebrate Passover, do it in remembrance of him, the Passover matzah and the Passover wine. So, Father God, we thank you today. We say, Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And we say, Father, Baruch atah Adonai, as we bless the wine. Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Jesus, thank you for coming to earth for us, giving your life for us, so that we would be redeemed and brought back to Father. We love you, Jesus. And now we take, and I want you to join me now, if you have that piece of matzah, beloved one, let's take now this unleavened bread, knowing that as we do, symbolically, we're receiving Jesus deep into our innermost being. We receive you, Jesus. And now if you're prepared, take your juice with me. Father, thank you for sending your Son. Jesus, thank you for shedding your blood. We eat your flesh, Jesus, according to your word, and drink your blood, that we would have life in ourselves. Jesus, we receive your gift of forgiveness. Even as the ancient Israelites had to put the blood of the Lamb over their doorpost, Jesus, we receive your blood over our lives today. Thank you for forgiving us for our sin and protecting us from the judgment of God that falls against sin. Take and drink, beloved. Beautiful. I have another cup tonight. Notice I have a chair that's set. You may be wondering why I'm having a place set here when there's nobody joining me tonight. This is an ancient tradition that goes back to the book of Malachi. The scripture tells us in the book of Malachi that before Messiah comes, that Elijah will come first to announce he's coming. And so Jewish people all over the world recognize that Passover is not about just what God did in the past, but that it also points to a future deliverance that will come when Messiah comes. And so they set this chair for Elijah at Passover. And they're inviting Messiah to come. They're inviting Elijah to come because they know that when Elijah comes, he'll announce that Messiah is coming. And Messiah will come and bring the children of Israel total deliverance forever. And so we set the chair for Elijah, inviting him to come. Traditionally, a young person in the home will go to the front door, look down the street, looking for Elijah, saying, "Come, Elijah, we're waiting for you." Remember, they said to Jesus in the Gospels, they said, "If you're who you say you are, if you're really the Messiah, then where's Elijah?" Because the prophet told us that before Messiah came, Elijah would come to first announce his coming. Jesus did something very mysterious. He pointed at John the Baptist and he said to the Jewish onlookers, "He is Elijah, if you can receive it." And so, to incorporate the tradition, we have the chair set for Elijah today. Jewish people traditionally, right now, are looking for the Messiah to come. But beloved, for those of us that have had the veil lifted, and we see that Yeshua is the Messiah, remember Jesus said to the Jewish people, "Unless you believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins." Paul said to the Jewish people, or concerning the Jewish people, he said there's a veil over their eyes right now. They're not able to see until the Lord removes the veil. Maybe the Lord is talking to you tonight, my dear beloved Jewish friend. God's removing the veil from your eyes. God loves you so much right now. Those of us that have had the veil removed, we're not looking for the Messiah to come the first time. We're waiting for Him to return. We're saying, "Come, Lord Jesus," just like Revelation 22 tells us. Maybe you're watching right now and you'd like to receive King Jesus into your heart. Some of you for the first time. On your screen right now, there's a link for those of you that will be receiving Jesus. It's called the Find Jesus link. I'm going to lead you in a prayer right now. If you'd like to pray along to Father God with me and receive the King of Israel, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, into your life, just repeat after me and then hit that Find Jesus link. We want to get you some free material. Father God, thank you for revealing your love to us. Father, thank you for your glory that rests upon us even now. Jesus, thank you for all you've done for us, for becoming that lamb that was put to death for us, just like that ancient Passover lamb. We receive your gift of forgiveness. We thank you for shedding your blood that we could be protected against the judgment that Father will pour upon those that will not repent upon sin. We receive you tonight as we eat your flesh and we drink your blood, even as we partook of the unleavened bread and the wine. Jesus, come right now. Minister to us, Lord, by your Spirit. Father, I pray that those that may be fearful right now, Father, give them the courage to open their heart, to hit that Find Jesus link. Maybe you're a Jewish person watching tonight, and this is just so culturally new to you. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't let the unknown hold you back. Jesus loves you.